Hi, this is a nutrition for patient Cynthia Oliver. CYNTHIAOLIVER. Date of service is 9/10/2025. The patient date of birth is 7/13/1959. Date of accident is 9/25/2024. In this accident, patient allegedly was involved as a restaurant driver and was rear-ended. The impact had caused her various symptoms, especially the pain in the neck, as well as pain in the upper back, lower back, to the tune of 5 and 6, with radiation of pain and numbness in both the arms and both legs, especially the left leg, and the right leg is up to the knee, laterally. She reports a weakness in both the arms and both legs. She reports that when she bends down, she finds that her body is locked up and she cannot get up. Her right shoulder is also reportedly hurting her, and it is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she cannot lift it beyond 90 degrees of abduction, according to her. The patient was advised to do a functional analysis on the last visit. She has not done it, and hence there is an issue with her disability. She also missed her visit in September and July, that she did not come. Also, patient reports that her left side is more worse than the right side, and even the left shoulder is hurting her, and she cannot lift more than 100 degrees, and motor weakness is reported both sides, and numbness and tingling of all the fingers is reported. Currently, she reports that she's going for a specialized decompression therapy at the chiropractor office, and she's doing chiropractic treatment. She's done almost 20 visits to the chiropractor. She's done 40 massages, and she's done 50 to 60 visits to the physical therapy. Currently, she reports that her improvement is only 20% with all the treatment that she has received. So far, she has not done any laser treatment, and I believe she has not done the shock wave therapy. And we are going to obtain the records from the physical therapist, the chiropractor, and provide her and get a functional analysis and a neuropsych analysis. She reports currently she do not have any headache, no dizziness. Loss of balance has been there off and on, especially if she turns too fast. Her focus is okay. Coordination is okay. Orientation is okay. And the patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The gait is non-antalgic. She also reports no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, memory is good. She reports right upper extremities has a motor power of 4x5, while the left is also similar, 4x5. She is now seeing a neurologist that she had a referral from us before. She's also been advised to do a neurology EMG for both upper and lower extremities to evaluate her more for the point of doing the disability determination. She has also requested a picture of her car that was involved in a police report. At this time, patient reports her pain is between 4 and 7. ADLs are affected 7. And 20% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADLs. And system review, as well as the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 140 over 99, pulse 57, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 8/7/2025. Dictation number is 0813-022. Plan of care, the patient is once again is going to do the functional analysis. We're going to review the records from physical therapy, chiropractic records, And at this time, patient is only interested to do physical therapy, massage, and chiropractic treatment. He do not want any injection treatment. He don't want any other heroic treatment, no surgical consult either. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be seen in 15 days' time after all this specialty referral have been completed. At this time, I was not certifying for physical therapy, and I believe she has been discharged from the physical therapy 2 months ago since the office got closed from some blood issue. At this time, I think I can put her on a light duty job at 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds, unless we can get a certification from functional analysis from a therapy department. Thank you. The patient also refused to take any medications from us, and she believes she is doing better without medicine. She don't believe in medicines. Thank you.